The protesting junior doctors of Kolkata, after two failed attempts at talks with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, are now in her Kalighat residence for a third. This is an important development which takes place just a day before the Supreme Court's all-important meeting is to take place. The Supreme Court will be reviewing what exactly is going to be taking, what exactly has the CBI done with its investigation. I'm now joined by my colleague Saurabh Gupta, who's been tracking this story very closely. Saurabh, is there any chance for a breakthrough this evening?
Well, we all hope there's one because, you know, the meeting has taken place and many consider that the meeting happening in itself is a breakthrough because on the last four occasions, there were attempts to make this meeting happen, but it did not materialize because the doctors were firm on their demand for a live streaming slash videography demand. Now, they did climb down on that demand on Saturday evening, but by then it was too late. So today when the Chief Secretary sent an invite, they agreed, but they also mentioned 3 points, live streaming. Otherwise, if that was not possible, then this exchange of minutes, something that Mamata Banerjee, the Chief Minister, had also mentioned on Saturday. So the meeting has happened. The bus has now again gone in to bring the doctors out after the meeting. And one really hopes there will be a breakthrough. But if that announcement has to come, it'll come from not here. But what we're being given to understand from the Dharna Manch outside the Swasthya Bhavan, till now there is no information on what exactly has happened there. But it could be that we may see an end to this impasse if this meeting that's happening at Mamata Banerjee's house is successful and is able to present a resolution to end this impasse before the Supreme Court hearing tomorrow, or else perhaps it'll be left to the Supreme Court to also sort of intervene and find a solution to this impasse.
All right, Saurabh, so you've got a busy evening ahead of you. We do hope that there is a solution. Certainly, patients in Bengal would be hoping that there is a solution to this crisis, while, of course, justice is ensured for the victim in this case, that young doctor who was raped and murdered at RG Corps Hospital. Joining us now, Sushmita Deb, Rajya Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress. Sushmita, thank you very much for being with us. I'll come to you first in just a moment. I'm also joined by Pradeep Bhandari of the BJP and Dr. Suborna Goswami, representative of the Joint Forum of Doctors. Sushmita, are you optimistic about a breakthrough anytime now?
I'm quite confident that where both sides want a resolution, and I don't think I have any reason to believe that they can't work it out together. I mean, every negotiation has some give and take, and like your anchor said, that I'm not privy to what has transpired behind the closed doors, but I hope that for the sake of the people waiting for treatment, for the sake of the victim, and for the safety of the junior doctors for which they've been agitating, that everybody should be satisfied with the outcome of this negotiation.
Now, the crux in terms of what they want is they want Dr. Shondeep Ghosh, action against him. They want action against the state health secretary. They want action against the police commissioner. Is the state government, is Mamata Banerjee willing to do that?
Well, I can't honestly speak for her because I think both, at least I can tell you about Chief Minister of Bengal, she's approached the entire negotiation with an open mind. Mm-hmm. See, if you enter a negotiation with predetermined notions, then that's no negotiation. Like I heard one of the doctors saying that we will not step back from anything we've asked for. I mean, that's their right to say so. After all, they have been on the streets and they've been outside the, you know, Shastra Bhavan for so long. So I don't blame them for feeling the way they do. But I think the first principles of any negotiation is that both sides should feel satisfied and they should act within whatever the rules and regulations are and which are available to the government and to them.
Sushmita, I just wanted to know about, your sense about what we are seeing and hearing. Dr. Shondeep Ghosh did not intend to file the FIR in the Kolkata doctor's rape murder case. That's number one. That's what CBI prosecutors are leading us to believe. And secondly, Ghosh was in touch with a senior policeman, Obhijit Mondal, when the incident came to light. So an allegation of a collusion over there. What do you make of these 2 points?
See, if there is any collusion, there is absolutely no way a chief minister who's also a home minister can stand by that. It's illegal. And I'm happy in the sense that CBI took over the case from Kolkata police, which Mamatadi had asked for some more time, but the order of the High Court came before that. And I think the law must take its own course and punish anybody who's guilty of any dereliction of duty, and no chief minister will stand in the way of that and should not either, and I believe she won't.
Sushmita, be with us. Let me go across to Dr. Suborna Goswami, representative of the Joint Forum of Doctors. Dr. Goswami, are you getting a sense that this is now going to come to an end?
See, we are expecting that the government should take a positive stand out of their the last two attempts were failed because of the rigidity from the side of the government. They didn't want to hold a transparent the meeting in a transparent way, and neither live streaming nor videographing like that. The students, the junior doctors, went once to the state secretariat and once to the residence of the chief minister on two occasions, and they came back. Now, for the third time, they have again gone to, they're now attending the meeting. But the government is still paying something foul because they are not live streaming, but they have allowed two media personals, those who are very close to the ruling political dispensation. I don't know why the others, other media were persons
You're
were
saying
not
two
allowed.
Journalists were let in by the the government while other media were not.
Yeah, right.
So why? Sushmita, that's a pretty serious concern. I mean, either the media is allowed in or they're not allowed in. So why pick and choose who goes to cover this? Assuming this allegation is right.
Bishnu, I'm not aware if the media, two media persons have been allowed inside. But I just want to say that why the students wanted live streaming is because they wanted transparency in the negotiation. So people who've been protesting with them, only 30 people have gone. So obviously they wanted live streaming so that it's transparent and they are not, blamed for anything that goes wrong. But I think that was met not with any kind of blocking by the government. The same purpose is served by minutes of the meeting. So, for instance, if the doctors feel that the Bengal government is basically not meeting their demands or they are being unreasonable, or if they feel that something is not accurately recorded, all they have to do is not sign the minutes of the meeting. So, they've played it safe on their side. We don't blame them. I think it serves the same purpose. If you look at the purpose behind asking for live streaming, because they wanted transparency. And I think minutes of the meeting should serve the same purpose. As for media personnels being allowed inside, there are 30 capable doctors sitting inside. And I'm sure that they can handle the situation sitting inside if they don't want the media people to wait.
Pradeep Bhandari, I think first up, we all want healthcare in Bengal to improve. I think that's not a political issue at all. That's a statement of fact. With that in mind, do you also, as a leader of the BJP, welcome a solution at this stage? We'll talk about all the other issues, but do you welcome a solution should it emerge?
Well, Vishnu, the solution here can only emerge when the protesting doctors and the people of Bengal believe that the Bengal government will give justice. Now, hearing your fellow panelist, doctor there, clearly the intent of the Bengal government is in question, because if you look at the entire case and look at the remand copy of the CBI, what is established is there is a huge nexus and a syndicate where the police is involved, where the RG Car principal Sandeep Ghosh was involved, and there might be a political mastermind because the two were taking direction from some third party. And mind it, Vishnu, the OC who right now has been named in the remand copy of the CBI, was the same OC that Mamata Banerjee was had directed her health secretary in order to ensure that he's get admitted to the respected hospitals. So what we are here indicating and saying, Vishnu, that we want the solution to happen in the interest of people of Bengal, but seeing the sentiment on the ground, that can only happen when Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee herself resigns or takes the moral accountability. Because clearly the victim does not have faith in Mamata's administration. Number two, the doctors do not have faith in Mamata's administration. And my limited point, Vishnu, is that if the Chief Minister's meeting can be live streamed, why cannot the meeting between the protesting doctors be live streamed?
Sushmita, why don't you respond to that?
You see, today is not a day for whataboutry, is what I think. You know, he said, she said. I mean, coming from a party, you know, which is refusing to take action against their own chief minister in Manipur, given the situation, I really don't want to get into any whataboutry. Vishnu, what we need now is not to create more trust deficit and politicize this any further, because doctors are the lifeline of the people. And Mamata Di feels the pressure, feels the need for the health services to run smoothly. And that is priority. An equal priority is justice for the victim, like you said at the beginning of your show. So someone saying, oh, Mamata Banerjee should resign, then I'm saying Biren Singh should resign. And
no, but Mamata Banerjee offered to resign herself.
Yes, Sushmita. She did. Yes, she definitely did. She did, because the situation, Vishnu, you know, the health services in Bengal don't just support the people of Bengal. It supports the people of Bihar, of Northeast. You know, it's a matter of life and death.
Okay.
So today, if anybody can solve it, it is the Chief Minister. Even the Supreme Court is saying so.
Okay.
So we have to be reasonable. There's a human angle to this.
Pradeep, go ahead.
Vishnu, what is established from what Sushmita has said, that Mamata Banerjee was not serious when she offered her resignation in front of the protesting doctors. This is where we question the intent of the Chief Minister. We question the intent of the Chief Minister, Vishnu, because at the end of the day, the stakeholder is not the Bharatiya Janata Party or the Trinamool Congress in particular. The stakeholder is the victim's parents. And the victim's parents, as of today, also do not believe that Mamata's administration can give justice. The number two stakeholder are the protesting doctors and the doctor fraternity, which believe that there was a huge cover-up operation which happened in the RGK rape and murder case, and if it could happen with a Dr. X, what is the guarantee that after a few months it cannot happen with a Dr. Y? So they want an assurance that the state government will not act in a biased manner. And what is whataboutry, Vishnu, is quoting the remand copy which has been submitted by the CBI yesterday night, which names the same OC which Mamata Banerjee was batting for. It also names the same principle which the Trinamool Congress initially did not even, their police did not even investigate. So is it not legitimate to ask that the police, Mamata Banerjee's police protected the Chief Minister, who's become the main accused in the CBI's remand copy, and the same OC who Mamata Banerjee asked the hospitals to admit has also become another accused in the remand copy of the CBI, and also the protesting doctors believe the similar. So again, I'm saying, in interest of transparency, why is Mamata Banerjee not live streaming a meeting? And number two, does it mean, when Sushmita is saying that, okay, fine, she asked for a resignation, she said that time the resignation should happen, so was that demand or was that call or voluntary act of asking for a resignation or saying that she will tender a resignation cavalier and it was just a gimmick? Because I thought that Mamata Banerjee was serious when she asked and offered to resign. But today, with hearing Sushmita, I clearly understand that it was just a gimmick.
All right, Dr. Goswami, the bottom line over here, will the doctors continue with their protests if there is no assurance that the health secretary will be sacked and the police commissioner will be sacked?
See, doctors' protest will continue till the justice of this rape and murder case is delivered. The protest in another form will continue. If the chief minister, you know, fulfills the demands of the junior doctors, they may end this sit-in demonstration in front of the state health department and go back to work, but protest will continue in another form, because it is not the doctors' demand only, it is the people's demand, it is the demand of the people of Bengal across the country and worldwide, you know, that proper justice is to be delivered. And by proper justice, we mean to punish all the culprits or the perpetrators, not only for this crime, but who also try to cover up, to tamper the evidence and to botch up this investigation, entire investigation.
No, but Dr. Goswami, that's now being handled by the CBI. The Kolkata government, the West Bengal government is out of it at this moment as far as investigations are concerned. So why continue with your protests? Protests are one thing, but why continue by not being in hospital when in fact the investigation is taking place? You have no problem with the CBI. You wanted the CBI. That is now happening. The Bengal government can't do anything at this stage any which way. They are only pleading with you as our patients, please go back to hospital while justice, you know, the process of justice continues. What's wrong with that?
See, we demanded a judicial inquiry with a sitting judge. We did not want the CBI inquiry. The court has handed it over to the CBI because CBI's past report is not good at all in our state. Had CBI been active in the investigations in the different scams, many of the leaders, ministers would have been jailed by today. But we are also demanding to the CBI to expedite the investigation process in a transparent and impartial way. At the same time, we are demanding to the government of West Bengal to end the trade syndicate to the rampant corruption that a criminal nexus that is paid across the health sector of West Bengal, or the different institutions of the health sector, like, you know, health department, like health university, like the medical council, like the health recruitment board, like the medical corporation limited, everywhere. This rampant corruption and this rape and murder was nothing but an inevitable fallout of this criminal nexus that is running across in the state of West Bengal. That should be dismantled. Why the government of West Bengal is not dismantling the syndicate, health syndicate?
All right.
Why they are not removing the police cop, cops?
Sushmita, would you like to reply to what the doctor is saying?
Health secretary?
Dr. Goswami, one second. Lots of points. Rampant corruption in the health sector. How do you respond?
See, I can tell you something, that if somebody feels there is corruption happening in the health sector in Bengal, CBI is not only investigating the rape and the murder, but is also looking into financial irregularities or whatever is happening. These are all questions of fact which will be proved or disproved in a trial. So I don't want to sit on a media trial right now, because this is not the time. There is a human crisis happening in Bengal. And I think whatever justice the doctors want, they have every right to continue the protest. But there has to be some sense of balance, which we are all agreeing on. And that's why the doctors have eventually sat down with the chief minister. And I feel if the intentions are noble and good on both sides, this will be solved. He's saying on the one hand, people are happy it's gone to CBI. On the other hand, it's being said we don't trust the CBI. So we don't know whatever will transpire in this investigation. And please don't forget, Bishnu, it's not just CBI and the Bengal government who's involved in this entire episode. The Honorable Supreme Court of India is also overlooking this whole thing. So I hope that justice will be done in all angles, and at least propaganda,
all right,
malicious propaganda should come to an end. It helps us too.
All right.
Okay. Investigation.
Okay. I'm going to end this now because tomorrow is going to be a key day. The Supreme Court, is looking at it. Let's see what the Supreme Court says. Will there be advice from the Supreme Court again to doctors in case this protest does not end, in case they do not go back to work? And hopefully we will get an update on the state of the investigation. Thank you all very much for being with us.